Sip, Create, Repeat, a podcast where makers meet marketers and share their stories. So fill up your cup and turn it up.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Sip, Create, Repeat podcast. I am Chris Schneider. With me is Pat Rauta. And today we have a special guest, Cody May. Cody is the video and marketing director for an agency in Canada, Studio PTBO. So Cody, why don't you tell me a little bit more about you and what Studio PTBO is?
Man, thank you guys for having me on your podcast today. Really excited to kind of chat today. Studio PTBO, we are a full service marketing agency that helps to build and grow businesses. We do this through lead generation, lead nurture, which we're going to talk about today. And, we've worked across multiple sectors. I would say, when you and I met over the last year, we partnered with Kat Howell and her academy and in her mastermind as well. And we really chose that a niche for us was really real estate. We were already working with a lot of real estate teams. And it's like, as you start to niche down, we've started to realize that, okay, like, you know, we went from real estate agents to real estate teams. So it's like, it's been a crazy whirlwind. You know, we have a team in-house of, I think, six in-house. And then we have some staff and contractors located across North America that we work with as well. So it's been a crazy whirlwind of a ride over the last couple of years. It's myself and the two other partners. So we are a full service marketing agency, kind of give you a high level overview on what we do.
That's awesome. So it's kind of similar to what we are. We're a full service marketing agency, and a lot of people might question why we would want to bring someone like you on this podcast, right? We're in the same space, and we offer pretty much the exact same services. Mm-hmm. We're not crazy people. We don't deal with realtors as much as you do. My brother's a realtor, so I'm allowed to say that, by the way. But what I find is when we are in the group, and for those of you that don't know, we were in basically what was considered, I guess you would think of it as like an accelerator program, right? And it's for helping our agencies just kind of get aligned and figure out how to grow and scale in a way that, you know, nobody else is going to teach you other than other agency owners. And so when we were in that agency and in that group with Kat Howell, we really... like me and Cody really connected really well. And it felt like we were aligning very well on both like mindset, but also just kind of let's dig in and let's like go after these, you know, certain deliverables or these certain things. So specifically talking today, we're going to talk email marketing. And I think there's a lot of exciting things. So with that, go ahead and take it away, Pat. So,
yeah, I think we want to dive in. You know, like, what's the state of email marketing in 2020? Is it dead?
Dude, no, absolutely not. Email marketing is not dead. We tell every client that we work with, you need to have a CRM in your business. I love Russell Brunson. I'm a huge Russell Brunson fan. And he often talks about the fact that there's three types of traffic sources. And there's traffic you own, there's traffic you don't own, and there's traffic you own, traffic you can control, and traffic you can't control. And like without a CRM and without an email list, you don't own traffic. So that's why we always tell clients, like, build your email list. It's not dead. And we're seeing some crazy results as far as open rates and replies with email marketing. And also text marketing is another thing that we're really focused on over the last little while. To answer your question, it's absolutely not dead.
Yeah, I think so many people just view email as like an old thing, but it's certainly alive and well today. And you can ask like any number of the email marketing platforms that exist out there, right? And they're all scaling even bigger. So do you feel that email marketing is better for one industry versus the other or no?
I think any like specifically lead gen, any industry that is in a lead gen based business, I can't speak to e-com because we don't work with a lot of e-com. You guys be better, but we work with a lot of lead gen based businesses. Email is definitely the best way to go, especially with like Facebook ads. A lot of what we do with our clients is we try to, you know, siphon the data from Facebook. If like you guys know this, Facebook's just an auction. It's like, how can I get the person's information, their name, their email address, and their phone number off the platform so that I can sell to them at a cheaper rate? Email is a lot cheaper than running Facebook ads. But if I can get a Facebook lead for, you know, anywhere between $2 to $5, and then I can remarket to them via email and via SMS, it's a lot cheaper for me to take that lead off the platform and to do all my selling via email and or I pick up the phone and call them. So any lead gen sector, like I would say, you know, we've worked with physiotherapists, dentists, real estate teams, accountants, they're all lead gen based businesses. So if you're in a lead gen based business, I would say you absolutely have to have email marketing in your business.
Yeah, and touching on it from the e-com side,
it's no different.
We see crazy numbers in the e-commerce side of things, and I agree. Like, if you can pull them into that traffic that, like Russell says, the traffic that you own, that audience that you own, in an email list, it's going to be huge. So that whenever I think. Really take a look from an e-commerce standpoint, like how many of us subscribe to so many store newsletters for not really any reason.
For no reason.
The
and
occasional.
How many of us are even too lazy to unsubscribe for them when maybe it's something we don't use regularly.
Yeah.
But like to that point, I mean, even just recently, a website that I was on their email list sent me something as a reminder. And I'm like, man, I haven't bought anything from that in over a year, but I actually could stock up on this and they're offering me a coupon. Right there converted a sale from someone that I hadn't really been in touch with any other way than email.
Yeah. And that's the whole like long form game of it, right? Like you have until they unsubscribe, you have a potential customer or client there. And I think that nurture sequence, like you shouldn't just focus on what's here and right now. You should also be touching on those really long form build outs of just like occasionally checking in with those people because you never know when they're going to wind up converting.
And so I think a good question on that note is, what are three maybe primary email sequences that every business should probably be developing, curating, and then executing?
Yeah, it's all very contingent on like email sequence wise, like it's all very contingent on the business. And what I always try to say to people that we work with is I try to get them to, be very, very high in value. So if the email sequence can have a lot of value, if you think about it, whether you're offering them a free resource or a coupon code or a free class at the top of funnel, you want to make sure that your follow-up emails are packed rich, full of value. And I think that the coaching industry does this the best. Like the guys that are really top in the coaching industry, the Tacky Moores of the world, they're really good at providing value and then asking for the sale on the back end of the email where it's like, P.S. if you ever, whenever you're ready, click here, click here, click here, and we'll provide you either with another free resource or we can schedule a call for one-to-one. So biggest thing I would say, like as far as sequences, I don't have any specific sequences, but I can give kind of tips and pointers about, subject headlines are massive. HubSpot put out an article, I would say probably about a year ago, where it was essentially 39 subject headlines that get read, opened, and responded to. It's like, don't try to reinvent the wheel. Like all the information's already out there. You just have to go find it. So that HubSpot article, I always say to our clients, like, and we use internally those headlines because we know that HubSpot didn't, they wrote an article, they tested this stuff and it worked. So other thing I would say is emojis in the headlines is something that really massively that we've been seeing massive open rates and conversion rates and replies to that. And then short to the point emails, like the Dean Jackson's 9-word email. If you have a lead that's coming to you and like, for example, when our email sequence that we have built out for real estate agents, one of the first questions I ask them is I say, hey, Rick, how long have you been in real estate? It almost creates that that question of like, I feel guilty not to answer this question. And I get people to say that all the time. It's like, this is a really good email. Like, I feel guilty not responding to this. So it's like just keeping it conversational, high in value, short, punchy, to the point. Again, everyone's sending these long emails, and I think that long emails have their place if they're good at storytelling. But there's something to be said about that 9-word email to even resurrect a lead. Like asking the question, like Dean Jackson talks all the time about the 9-word email. It's like, hey, Rick, are you still looking for leads? It's like that quick, like punchy 9-word email that gets people to respond to that. And there's just so many different ways and so many different things that you can do as far as sequences. But the biggest thing I would say, if you want to set up a sequence, your headline needs to have an emoji in it, needs to be punchy. Don't try to reinvent the wheel and try to tell stories in your emails, but try to keep them high value is what I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. And I think just to chime in from the e-com side, I do think there are like three sequences right off the bat. So if you're starting an online store, if you're even selling digital goods, right? And it's just downloads or whatever. But I still think there's a couple sequences that you can set up right away. And these can get set up on various platforms. And we'll dive into that another time. But for us, the top three are going to be abandoned cart sequences, right? So if someone, like, think about all the time, how many times do you, like, go on Amazon and just put a bunch of stuff in your cart and then glance at it and, like, yeah, I don't want to spend that much money right now, right? But abandoned cart sequence is going to automatically follow up with them and start to try to, as long as you capture their information, it's going to try to go after them again and kind of say, hey, do you remember when you left this in your cart? And it's a little bit creepy, but it's awesome. And it converts really well. You know, talking just this week with my Klaviyo rep, he said that a lot of their sequences are, their abandoned cart sequences are closing at 60%. So think about that, like 60% of your abandoned carts getting turned into sales would be huge. I think welcome sequences, anytime someone signs up for your email list, give them value. Like Cody had said, bring value to them in some way, shape, or form. So one of the things that I did recently and we've done as an agency is we kind of revamped our welcome sequence. And a lot of it is including video now too. Like
amazing
video of me just saying like, thank you so much for signing up for our email. You could have signed up for a gazillion different options. You probably did sign up for a gazillion different options, but you came here and you subscribed to ours, and I'm thankful for that. The open rate on that email is really high because, again, it uses emojis in the subject line. It's kind of, you know, I'm not trying to sell them in that email, and it's a long-form kind of plan there, right? And
totally.
And then another one from an e-commerce standpoint is the post-purchase. Someone does make a purchase. You should thank them for that. Thank them for making the purchase, maybe a recap, you know, a lot of these, you know, some of the Shopify's and stuff with your more advanced configurations, you can drop in the products that they bought from there and thank them for the purchase. And then also ask them to share that purchase on social media or share their website on social media, whatever it is, like try to get them to engage with your like social media content just a little bit, because you never know when you're going to be able to, you know, tap into that audience as well. And so I think as long as you're building up and providing value throughout the whole process, but those would be from an e-commerce standpoint, those would probably be my top three sequences.
Yeah, there was an interesting stat recently that, you know, 15% of the market's ready to go right now. So when you get people into your email, like funnel, you know, like what we often say is like, ask for the sale immediately. You know, yeah. Oftentimes, like we say, like, you know, if they come in and they download a free resource for lead, I ask right away because they say 15% of the market's ready to go right now. Interesting stat is 35% of the market needs to be nurtured over a 90-day window. They're going to buy something. And in real estate, it's a 12 to 18 month window, but they're going to buy from somebody and they're going to buy something eventually. They might as well buy your shit. They might as well buy your stuff. So if you set it up properly, you make sure that your actual email sequences are up and running when they are ready to make that purchase, you're top of mind. So that would be, and then obviously 50% of the market's just never going to buy from you. And you just have to be okay with that.
Right. Right. Just got to live with it.
Yeah.
So what are some email platforms that would allow users to get started? Something that, you know, maybe they don't need to be some huge like marketing genius to get started.
HubSpot, you know, it's free. It's like, you know, everyone that I talk to like that is just starting out in email marketing. It's a great opportunity to just go to HubSpot. There are so many, like, you know, we started out with Infusionsoft. We recently switched over to kind of our own white label platform that we use. You know, Infusionsoft, Salesforce. If you're a real estate professional, they'll use iZact is really popular, Follow Up Boss. A lot of them have internal CRMs that they're using. Mm-hmm. Again, like I think a CRM at the end of the day, it's like whatever you're comfortable with. Like, but like HubSpot seems to kind of be the thing that's leading out of the gate lately, especially in the agency world. A lot of people are using HubSpot or they're using like close.io. There's so many. It's just like, do your research, choose something that kind of fits your business the best. I know with the real estate agents, a lot of them love iZact and they love using that platform, or they'll use Follow Up Boss. But a CRM only works if you work at the end of the day. It's like, you have to follow up with leads as well. So it's, you know, it goes hand in hand. It's like creating a spreadsheet, having a project management software that actually physically, it's like, oh, okay, we know where this person is in the email sequence. It's like we have our project management software, but then we also have our email CRM that actually tracks everything on the back end. So as far as email software goes, it all depends. Like if we're talking, you know, broad, I would say like Infusionsoft, Salesforce, HubSpot, just do some research and choose one.
No, I think it's key too. And there's options out there, and those freemium options, HubSpot is insane. You know, I think was it a couple of years ago, they made that move to just like switch to be like freemium, right? Like you can upgrade into their paid plans and you can get it scales very quickly in their paid plans.
it's not cheap.
You're right. But there, you can get a lot out of their free option too. And so don't think that because it's free, that it's not good. You know, and I think it's important to just collect emails, no matter what business you're in, like start collecting them as early on as you can. We had just got off the phone, you know, earlier with a nonprofit that's starting up. And one of the very first things I told them to do was when we build out your site, we're going to immediately start building your email list so that when you're ready to go into what he would call phase two, which is like kind of like boots to the ground and getting out with people instead of just kind of informing them on stuff, then he already has this kind of engaged list that he can tap into and not wait, right? So hard. It's always so hard to like take that next leap and take that next step. And with this, you know, if you can lay that groundwork early on, even if it's using something, even just use MailChimp and dump your email names into MailChimp. Just collect the email addresses.
You need the information. Yes. You want to have that database of users that you, when you're ready to activate it, it's not, oh crap, I need to find them. It's, hey, here they are. Let's activate them and get them doing what I want them to do.
Yeah. And
because what if the platform dies? What if Facebook goes away? What if Instagram goes away? Like, you know, MySpace is dead now.
Right.
So like, you know, what the platform goes away and you built your entire business on Facebook. And then all of a sudden, like the platform's gone. And no one's using it, or the rates are through the roof, similar to the Google crackdowns that have happened over the like last 15, 20 years.
Right.
What happens then? Like you built your entire business on a platform. It's like you don't own any data. So that's why we say build your list.
Right. And also a key too is on the flip side of that, if you're building this list, and you're ready to like scale your business, then you can actually take, and for those that don't know that, you can actually take your email list and you can load that as an audience into Facebook. And then all of a sudden, you're not wasting so many kind of what I call like exploratory ad dollars, just like burning money trying to find your audience. You can build a lookalike list based on your email subscribers. And especially if you have several thousand, like if you can push that list up into like the 15, 20,000, and I know that sounds like a lot, but if you make an effort to it, it really can build very quickly, right? Especially providing them value. But you can build up that list. Then all of a sudden, when you're ready to go and partner with an agency for Facebook ads, you can say, oh, by the way, I have this list of 10,000 people that have subscribed to my email newsletter that are tuned in. Okay, cool. Like that makes that process a little bit easier. And it also is going to stretch your ad dollars a little bit further too. So don't underestimate the value of email marketing, even in 2020.
Totally, man. Yeah. Like email marketing, text marketing is another thing. Like, you know, get a Twilio account or hire an agency like yours to help you with that. It's all the things. You know, it's like, it's not just Facebook marketing, it's email marketing, it's text marketing. It's, you know, we're now doing ringless voicemails with clients. Like it's everything. It's like, how can we essentially become everywhere? So retargeting, you know, it's like when they land on your landing page, you guys know this, pixel the crap out of them and then retarget them until they decide that you're the one. That's how me and Chris ended up in Kat's program. She retargeted the shit out of us.
Yes.
She didn't even retarget him. She targeted me and I was like, we probably should do this. And then he started getting targeted because I said, hey, look at this link.
That happened to us too. Like in my partners, like it's amazing. Like, you know, she's the queen of retargeting and hitting us with social proof and hitting us with with testimonials and case studies. And it's just it all works. It's just it's all these things combined in together. That's what creates a great business.
Right. I think at some point Pat referred to her as like a sorcerer or something because he's like, I don't know how I'm getting all these ads, but they're just like they're nonstop at this point. So Kat, you converted us. It certainly worked, but we're thankful for that. And it was really awesome.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, absolutely. So, hey, Cody, we want to thank you for joining us.
Yeah, totally.
You know, be sure to go check out Studio PTBO. Check out Cody's stuff that he's got on Facebook. I know he's got a podcast going as well with some awesome content on it. Totally. So be sure to check that out. And thanks for listening to the Sip Create Repeat podcast.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Cheers, guys.
See ya.
Cheers.